Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two of Old School DP, Austin Orman on Victory Monday. Huskers get it done Saturday against Colorado. 402-464-5685. You want to be a part of what we're doing, hit us up on the text line. Feel free to join into the conversation and make your feelings known. Say what you need to say. You can follow on the live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo Channel 961. Austin Orman, let them know about our friends at the Mercado.
Sure thing. Three Lincoln locations for you. Two of them on 84th Street. One of them is on Havelock. The other is at Highway 2. And then 30th and Yankee Hill. Our friends in Omaha, you can go to 168th and Maple for every type of meat and every type of cut. It is perfect grilling weather, perfect tailgating weather, right, for the next couple weeks here for Husker football. If you want to load up, the best place to do it is the Mercado. Every type of meat, every type of cut, and more to go along with anything you're going to cook.
And more. Anything you want, anything you need for your grill out. We were hit with the news away from sports that James Earl Jones has passed away, but he is connected in several ways to sports, especially in the sports world with movies, etc. Bing Along and the All-Stars. You know, listen, I know culturally that is not necessarily Nebraska's hub.
Yeah, I had to look that one up.
That you do not know that a literal who's who of black celebrity was in Big Along and the All-Stars. Again, Billy D. Williams, Richard Pryor, James Earl Jones, etc. You can go up and down the list, and there's a full list of exceptional talent in that movie. And the fact that it's a baseball movie, and it told the story of the Negro Leagues and kind of some of the things that went on behind. And yeah, there's some story behind it. But also, I mean, Star Wars, as it crosses over and everybody, you know, the evil empire is a thing that's passed around and bandied about. And there's a reason why. But Field of Dreams is a sports classic. It is a sports classic when it comes to some of the things that are said in that movie. And I think the line of all lines comes from two things. One, there's a whisper that starts the whole thing that, yes, we need to follow those dreams. Follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. And then at a moment of impasse, a moment where it could go left, where people can give up their dream, James Earl Jones, as Terrence Mann, the author, stands up and gives one of the great speeches in movie history. Austin, if you would, please.
Ray, people will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. For it is money they have and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game, and it'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
So good. It's so good. Many years ago, in the description of baseball, a big part of the pastime, it being America's pastime, was the poetry that was attached to baseball. Mm-hmm. And this was the first time I went, oh, yeah.
I get it.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. The baseball allows you to go through journeys, time and place, smells, sensory adjustments. You have to exhale, deep breath in and great exhale with those moments. And it's pretty cool. And then, you know, as I said in the first hour, that the Great White Hope was such a storytell and it's such a documentation and a reminder of the life of Jack Johnson, the first black heavyweight champion. And James Earl Jones's performance was exceptional because you would think of him in so many different ways, but to think of him as the boxer and the work that he had to put in to get ready for that and to go through it, and then to the things that even in the shooting of the movie they had to go through. But there's the scene at the end, you know, towards the end, where America wants him to come back to America to fight and defend his title. And he's like, yeah, I don't want the belt. I don't want the belt. I don't want it. It bothers me now. They sent word that his mother had passed, so he needed to come home. And he's standing in front of one of the fight promoters, and they are pushing for him to come back to America. He said this.
Champ don't mean piss all to me, man. I've been it. The champ stuff been beat clear out of me. That belt of yours, just hardware. Don't even hold my pants up and I'm stuck with it. It's a hunk of junky hardware that don't let go. Turning green on me and it still ain't letting go. So I stuck with it. Just as bad as you all are stuck needing it off of me. So shake it loose, you understand? Just knock me for 10 and take it. I'll be much obliged.
Believe me, we'd rather have it straight.
Oh, you would, huh?
Jack, if you weren't so damn good.
You got 100 million people over there, ain't you?
Now, let me.
You picked out the best hope you got, ain't you? I want a match with him.
It's not up to me,
I said Jack. A match with him. You ain't gonna give me one, I'll make you. Same as I've done before. Make you. Take my funky suitcase, my $300-$400, get myself to Mexico. I ain't like that. Right up next to you. I'm on.
sit on the line, wave your gummy bell at you, sing out, here I is, here I is, here I is, here I is, here I is.
To my core. Two of my core, and there, I mean, we could get distracted pretty easily, but there are moments in sports movies that do that. Brian Song, him in bed, or maybe him telling the team that Brian was sick, or the final line from the movie, it's not how Brian Piccolo died, it's how he lived, and boy, did he live. This sports has the ability to tell about our humanity. And that's why James Earl Jones, I wanted to take a second just with those clips. Because, again, if you haven't seen The Great White Hope, go get it. It's available. Austin, if you – 2 hours, I'm just letting you know. It's going to tug at you. Some of the boxing stuff is just remarkable.
Well, and Jack Johnson is a story that gets glossed over, right? With boxing having fallen so far out, I mean, yeah, we're talking about Terrence Crawford and Spence and Floyd Money Mayweather and whatnot, but Jack Johnson was one of the first dudes.
He was like that guy.
Yeah. And not just American sports, but even worldwide.
Oh,
like, Jack Johnson was him.
Yeah, it really was, and not being prepared and what he had to go through to become him. So in the story, and again, there's a great book that just breaks that down, but that's what it does. That's what sports does. It's pretty amazing to go through, and we will lose. The book, if you want the book, it's called Unforgivable Blackness, The Rise and Fall of Jack Johnson. And it was turned into a play off Broadway. And then of course a movie, and the movie ran back in the, I want to say 70s. 70s, 80s, and James Earl Jones just carrying it through, just phenomenally. So there's tons of it. Anyway, so as we pay tribute to James Earl Jones, we thank you for allowing us to just kind of go down memory lane a little bit with those moments from movies, because I thought they were pretty exceptional. It was a spectacular Saturday for the most part in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I think the big part, I asked the question earlier, was when did you as a Husker fan exhale and say, okay, this is enough, we'll win. We're gonna win the game. It went from the curiosity, right? The excitement, the angst, right? The anxiety, all those things that in the buildup, and then the first drive where, oh, you get the score. Touchdown. Okay. Kick return. Uneasy. Stop.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Touchdown, stop, uneasy, stop, missed field goal. Oh, boy. Is that going to come back to haunt? When did you, text line, when did you fully accept that yes, this is a win, we can count it? Austin, for you, when did you know?
So, when I declared it and when I actually felt it, it's very different points.
Well, that's right.
I got a little swept up in the moment, and I was sitting in back watching the game with Rico, and Chancellor was around too. As soon as the ball fell into Ramirez's hands and he ran into the end zone, I stood up and I yelled, the first thing is, this is their year. Now, this is their game. This is their year. Okay, I got a little caught up in the moment.
Yeah, it happens.
Right? I got to admit, happens. I was there.
It happens.
And it's funny that we're talking about this with Husker football, because I'm going through it with the Royals right now, too.
Uh-huh.
Right? They had a 7-game losing streak, but still only lost like half a game in playoff position. So I can know in my head that a team is in good shape, like the Royals or like the Huskers. I mean, up 28-0 at halftime. But Royals history and recent Huskers history are littered with making the improbable come to pass. Very rarely for better, often for worse, and I don't love it. So when did I actually know?
Right.
I had to go through all the angst of the second half, the stop and the start, and I was pacing like it was still 0-0. So when did I actually believe that the game was over?
Yeah, like,
in my head?
Yeah.
Halftime. With my heart, I didn't believe it was over that McGahee strip.
Oh, your heart was 100% talking to you. It was like, wait. What are you doing?
Come on, man.
Focus! Get your mind back in the game.
Please!
Get your mind back in the game. This game is not over. Austin! This game is not over.
Don't do it. You want to, but you can't.
You can't. It really was. There's that scene from Animal House, right? Where there's the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other, and the devil's just screaming, not over yet!
Yeah.
Not over yet.
Yep. The angels saying they're running out of time. They're running out of time.
They're
the
fine.
Devil.
They're
not over. Look at me. Something can still go wrong.
There's still so much.
But it didn't.
8716 says, I thought second quarter when NBC showed a family of Nebraska fans holding up a sign that said, this is the Nebraska football team my dad keeps mumbling about, which is still... That needs to be a shirt for this year. So Triple B, put that on a shirt. Right? Put that on a shirt. DP, I knew before the game. The difference from last year was the turnovers, and I called a blowout, which is why I was there at the game. Dylan was he gives me hope because he's just different.
And but it's different about him is he has had turnover-worthy plays each of the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He hasn't been perfect. He hasn't been flawless.
But he's been...
And they haven't bit Nebraska.
Yeah.
He is different.
Yeah.
He's breaking the curse.
Yeah, he's not... He doesn't have fatal flaws.
No.
Right? Yeah. Pecan Pie says, what's up, fellas? After the first TD, they punched him in the nose and the Buffy quit. Like, I don't know if they quit. I just think that they were outmatched. I just think they're outmatched. It's the thing that happens, and you can point to Notre Dame, Iowa. There's a ton of teams.
Kansas,
where, well, Notre Dame, you're a 4-touchdown favorite. And at home, yikes. Oof. Double yikes. Oof. Like, oh, my goodness. Which I can't even wrap my brain around that. I don't think I've ever been – at an upset that big.
I don't know. Yeah.
A 4-touchdown favorite? Maybe Nebraska. What were they? They were favored by 17 last year when they lost, right? They lost early in the year. They lost to like Northern Illinois. They lost to somebody. Who did they lose to last year?
Last year, two years ago.
What was Minnesota,
Colorado. They beat Northern Illinois. They didn't exactly slam the door on Louisiana Tech.
Who came in here and got a win 2 years ago?
Oh, Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern. Yeah. That's what I imagine that felt like. That's part of the score. That's part of the scarring that I have on my heart was Georgia Southern.
Yeah. Well, Northern Illinois did it to Nebraska under Riley. Troy did it first year of Frost.
Oh, man. That would just be Texas from Minnesota, all the way from Minnesota. Well done. Says when they showed the shot of Prime yelling at the offensive line, maybe third quarter. He said that was enough for me. Culligan J says, that's funny. He says, I felt good when we dropped near the 3 minute mark of the fourth quarter. I just seen too many crazy things happen over the year to feel overly confident. That was really my thing. Brett says with 5 minutes left, only because Colorado can score in a hurry. I think that was kind of the line, right? That you have to mark down past your scars, past recent history, that things are going so much better than they have in recent history. And he said, except it wasn't like Georgia Southern because Nebraska was terrible during that stretch. Notre Dame isn't that bad. Yeah, I mean, I don't think the pain goes away though. Like I would love to know.
It's still there. You just got to dig at it.
I would love to know what the point spread was going into Nebraska, Georgia Southern. Like I would think that because if you're favored by four touchdowns over anybody at your place. And I'm not sure you can really be favored.
22.5.
22.5.
So three.
That's still a four-score game.
Three with 2 points.
Three. Oh. Just you saying 22 points makes my stomach hurt. Makes my stomach hurt. Like, oh, my goodness. So to have Nebraska get to the point where you can put that down and exhale and say, Texas and Kip says, you know, the pick six. 6266 says, no joke, with 3 minutes left to go. My stomach still had a sinking pit. I was too afraid we would somehow lose it. And that's Amy and Lincoln. Amy, yeah, I think there are people that were, you were not alone in that. There are people as you're walking through the crowd back to the station that folks were still looking at the TVs at the tailgates. Like, okay, what just happened? What just happened? Because if you heard a groan, you stopped.
Wait, was that us?
There really was the thought. It was there. So I'll ask you all, what's different? And Austin, we just talked about Dylan Raiola. And I think that's a fair answer. But I'm going to think that I'm going to say for the sake of this conversation that your answer not be Dylan Raiola.
Well, it's Dylan and. Okay. There's always an and.
So what's different? What was different Saturday? Are the players different? Scheme different? What's different? Because something's different. And I can say that it's Dylan Raiola. But I think that's maybe too easy.
It's Occam's razor.
Right? Mm-hmm. What else is different? So for Austin, for you, if you get to write it on the board. What's different now for you?
Yeah, so I think a big part of it is, getting that second offensive score in the game to push it to 21 was big. And then the last one before the end of the half, right? That's both halves now. Nebraska's marched down the field and scored at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything to start the third quarter, but putting points on the board to end the first half, I think, is big. You have trusted playmakers on the outside. Who did Nebraska go to on those drives? It was Jamal Banks week one. And then it was a whole host of guys, right? Obviously, Ramir Johnson gets the touchdown catch, but they targeted Jamal Banks for the pass interference to help move the ball there. So I think it's the wide receivers, right? Nebraska feels confident in those players to push the ball downfield and not be overly conservative. Credit the offensive line, I think, as well, to have protection hold up. I think the defense is actually, you know, making plays. That was one of my concerns coming in, was what's the ceiling for this defense? I didn't know how many playmakers there were necessarily, right? Bunch of good guys. It was a solid unit. But last year, there wasn't that game-changing play nearly often enough, right? The pick six is a game-changing play, even though it happened in the first quarter. Even against UTEP, you know, last year, Nebraska didn't have many teams backed up that far. And they did their job against Purdue, Northwestern, pushed into longer or out of field goal range. But this year, Nebraska actually got a safety out of it, right? So again, it's hidden yards, it's opportunity and taking the most of it. I don't know if guys are one step faster, you know, 5 pounds of force stronger to make a difference. But yeah, something has changed. And it must be a lot of little things underneath the surface that are coming together.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to get – we've got a long week ahead of us. So I don't want to get into too deep into Northern Illinois and the why. Northern Iowa.
Sorry. Iowa, yeah, thank you.
I've been doing that all
week. They're on the same page.
I've been doing that. Northern Iowa. Like, to get into that, because I watched their film today, and I have a whole bunch of statements about that. But here's what we'll do. We'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll get to the text. Because in finding – in asking what is different – Austin just listed everything. 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 He literally, he said, everything's different. Yeah, yeah. All of that. All of that's different. We're asking you, for you, the Husker fan, what's different? We'll get those texts when we come back to Old School.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.